Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Ron Schermerhorn, and I am trying to initiate something new on our website for Forest Hills Presbyterian Church. I am trying to initiate a podcast, just a very simple thing that I can share with you through the podcast medium, kind of where we're at, where the church is at, where the Bible is at in the world today. And I have really felt a passion about this, and really, actually even more so, a yearning of the Holy Spirit to prompt me to do this. Now, I have to say that I am sometimes technically challenged. Sometimes I, you know, have a difficult time with trying to get, you know, modern technology into the world that I live in. And that sometimes doesn't work real well. And if this is not working real well for you, I apologize for that. But I am going to do my best in the days to come to really just kind of spend some time with you folks who want to listen to the podcast, to spend some time with you in the Word of God, because I'm convinced that the Scripture is authoritative. I'm convinced that the Bible does speak to us today. It's not just an old book. It's not just a nice collection of nice stories and nice ideas from this guy Jesus and the Gospels that you people call the Gospels, that, you know, it's just kind of all very nice and sweet. And but you see, the thing of it is, and I've been preaching about this recently at church, the thing of it is, you know, Jesus didn't come to establish a new religion. He didn't write anything. He didn't come so that his disciples could go and create a hierarchy of how we ought to think in the world or any of that. Christ came to the world to bring God into our world. He was God in the flesh, and when he died on the cross and rose again the third day and ascended into heaven, he sent his Holy Spirit so that the triune God now can work in our lives. And so Christianity is not primarily a religion. Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a relationship with God through Christ, to be more specific. And God leads us and guides us in so many ways in this world. But one of the most important ways that God speaks to us is through his word. And I believe that his word is literally true. I believe that it is applicable for 2026. I believe that it's real for each one of us. And I'm convinced more now than I ever have been that it applies to our lives, and if we live it out, then God really can speak to us about the kind of people he wants us to be. God just doesn't want you and me to be good people, to be nice people. He wants you and I to really live out the life of Christ and to be holy people, consecrated and set apart for him, to be used as his vessels in the world today. Now, unfortunately, it's kind of unpopular to talk about the Bible, because the Bible isn't always very PC. The Bible isn't always very, it doesn't fit our world and our society, you know. And so people try to change it. People try to change what it is. People try to, say, well, I want the Bible to follow me, or what I think is true is really what is true, and that's just called relative truth. Because if truth is truth for you and truth is different for me, then truth is subjective and it can be whatever we want it to be. But it's not that way. It's just simply not that way. See, I believe the Word of God is authoritative. And I do believe that God uses that as a way to speak to us, not to beat us over the head, but to speak to us about the kind of people He's created us to be and He wants us to be. So that's what I want this podcast to do. You know, that's what I want this podcast to do. And if you got nothing else to do, you know, for 20 minutes once a week, then join me in this, you know. I may have people come on to talk with me about this. I'm going to be looking into ways that I can make the audio better or whatever. But, you know, feel free to talk to me about how I can improve what I do, because this is a new venture, but I think it's essential for us today, because I think we need to get back to our biblical truth. That's where truth is really found. And truth is tough to hear. You know, it's tough to hear. Not long ago, at Forest Hills Church, I preached a sermon from 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I think what Paul says to Timothy, the young pastor here in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, this part of his letter, applies to us where we live in 2026. So let me read some of that for you. Verses 1 through 5 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul says this. He says, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, enduring suffering. Do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." How about that? Now here's this young preacher, this young pastor. And Timothy says to him some of the most important words I think that Timothy will ever hear. He just says, there's going to come a time when people will not listen to truth and sound doctrine. And instead, they're going to gather around them people, he said, who will tell them what they want to hear, such as the sexual sins that we think are just fine today, you know, all of these things. God made me this way, so it must be that He approves of my life. And so God is allowing me to live this way because he made me this way. But we know something completely different from the scriptures. And it's difficult to talk about this particular thing today because people get offended. And it's never my intention to offend people. But you see, it's all about the foundation of your faith, or the foundation of your ethic, the foundation of your moral fiber makeup, right? Because If our moral fiber and our makeup is influenced primarily by what people say in society today, which changes constantly, if we just listen to that and say, well, you know, the way you're living is okay, God accepts that, what's the big deal? You know, why do you have to be so, you think people are so bad. Why do you have to be so judgmental about everybody? You know, I mean, let people live the way they want to live. Fine. That's my perspective. Let people live the way they want to live. But you see, for me, and what I want to teach and preach and live in my own life comes from the Word of God, not by what I think in my own mind or what I hear these people talking about in society today, that all these things are okay. No. No. If my moral foundation, my ethic, comes from the Word of God, then what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 fits. I'm not going to adjust that to make it fit what I want to say. You know, when the Word of God is clear about all sin, begin with the Ten Commandments, for crying out loud, then we have to say, God says that that's sinful and it separates us from Him. That's not my opinion. That's what God said. And see, folks will argue with me about this stuff, and I don't really want to argue, because I accept anybody. Doesn't matter. And I've said it in my church time and time again. I've said, look, you can live your life the way you want to live. I get it. You can love who you want to love, all of that. And when you come to my church and you're living a different kind of lifestyle that I would approve myself or the scriptures, I'll welcome you into the church, because I'm told by Christ to love. And I'm told by the Word of God that love is the most important thing. And I will love you. There's no question. I will love you like anybody else in my congregation. I will be your pastor. I will be there when you're hurting. I will be there when you're, you know, having surgeries. I will be there when you're struggling, when you're suffering. I will be there. But understand, when you come to this church and when you hear me preach, I'm going to come from the Word of God, because that is the source of truth. And I can tell you that the Word of God is not always politically correct. It will offend you because it talks about sin. Okay? So, you see what I'm saying? I had a woman in... a few people in our last church that I was a pastor of before coming here to Wilson say to me, Pastor, we don't want you to preach about sin. You know, please don't talk about sin. And she's crying. You know, it offends my children. I don't want them to think that they're doing wrong. I want them to live whatever way they want to live. And if you preach that the Bible talks about sin, then I'm just going to be upset and all, you know. And I said, wow. Because, see, that kind of thinking comes from the place that says, well, the Bible was nice a few thousand years ago, but right now, for where we live in 2026, really, most of it doesn't apply. So, I mean, it's a nice book. I'll go to church. I'll sing in the choir. I'll do all the nice things. I'll sit there and listen, but I'm not going to believe it. And there's lots of people sitting in our pews like that today. Lots of them. Who say, you know, well, you can think the way you want to think. Don't be judgmental. The Bible's so judgmental, you know. Well, I'm not a Bible thumper. I think my people in my church know that. And I will love you. I'll accept you. But when you come, man, you're gonna hear the scriptures. You're gonna hear the word of God preached. And it's not my interpretation. It's not the way I view it. There's a lot about the scriptures that we will never understand. I get that. I know that. You know, I know that the scriptures can be difficult. I know that there are things that it's hard for us to swallow. But it's still true. And in this world, I think we'll never fully understand it. But God wants us to teach true doctrine. What is true doctrine? Well, as a Reformed preacher, I think it comes down to the five solas of the Reformation. I mean, those are the essentials to me. You know, that salvation comes through Christ only, through faith only, through grace only. You can't work your way into heaven. And that the scripture is authoritative, that the word of God speaks to us today completely, and it's full of truth. And I believe that all glory goes to God. See, I hold those principles. And yes, I'm going to preach from that foundation, sure. And that's part of the human experience, is that, you know, we're trying to take this transcendent God who created all things, and we're trying to fit him into our brains, and that's a tough thing to do. That's a very tough thing to do. But I think that's the only alternative we have. But you see, it isn't just my subjective view. God has given us his word through centuries and centuries of documents and letters being put together in the early church, and God guiding that process of the councils coming together and forming the scriptures and forming the creeds that we need. And that's all led and directed by a holy and righteous triune God. And I believe that. So yeah, I believe our scripture is authoritative. I believe it speaks to us today, and I believe that God speaks through his word. And so I'm going to preach that. And to me, that is sound doctrine. That's sound doctrine. Whereas you go to another church and they're going to say, oh, it doesn't matter how you live. God loves you just the way you are. So why, you know, he made you the way you are. So, and the thing that just blew my mind in the denomination that I just left was, you know, they're starting to talk about, you know, gender fluidity and all this stuff, and it's all coming from the fact that, well, you know, we're made in the image of God, but God really doesn't have a gender. And if God doesn't have a gender, then you know, you can choose whatever gender you want and it's okay. Well, the EPC that I belong to just came out this summer and said, no, when God created you, he created you with a gender, and you're not going to be able to change that. Now, that's hard for people to hear. I get it, because that's our world today. But this guy that is speaking now will not deviate from the word of God, that man was created as man and woman. That's just how it is. I get that we're flawed. I get that we all have proclivities, and we all have, you know, we all have desires in us that are human, and I understand but that's how God created us. I understand that. But all of us struggle with sin in one way or another. All of us are leaning towards something that pulls us away from God because we're human. But I'm not going to say, you know, if I have a proclivity for promiscuity, I'm not just going to say, well, that's how God made me. You know, I'm sorry. That's just how God made me. So I'm going to have affairs with people, and I'm going to do what I want to do. That's not how God made us, gang. And he gives us his Holy Spirit to fight those temptations. If that would be my proclivity or any other proclivity, that I might have towards sin. God created us. He formed us. He knows us. He knows what our weaknesses are, and yet he calls us to live holy lives who are dedicated to serving him and listening to his word and living that out. So that's what this podcast is about, okay? I've been talking for 20 minutes now, and I understand all that. But that's really what I want this weekly podcast to be. I want it to be a time of getting into the Word, a time of studying the Scriptures, original languages, getting deep as far as we can into the Word of God, and letting the Word speak for itself, you know, not having preconceived ideas in our minds and going into the Word of God and trying to prove any particular thing. No, that's eisegesis. We want to simply do exegesis, which is letting the Word speak for itself and learning from the Word and hearing what the Word has to say, even when it's painful and difficult, or maybe we don't completely understand. That's what this podcast is. Now, of course, you can see our services, and you can hear me preach if you want to on from Sunday morning as it's recorded on YouTube and on Facebook. You know, you can see it there, and that's all cool. You know, you're welcome to visit our church then. But you know, I don't know if anybody's going to listen to this. Maybe not. I get it. Maybe it's just a time for me to just kind of vent. It won't be that. I know that. But I hope you'll listen, and I hope you'll get into the habit of listening to the podcasts that we're putting on our webpage. You know, on the webpage it says, "Why listen to the podcast?" Because it says the pastor's podcast is designed to enrich your spiritual journey. By engaging with our discussions, you will gain a deeper understanding of the Bible, enhancing your biblical knowledge and fortifying your personal walk with Christ. Our aim is to provide insightful perspectives that resonate with believers and seekers alike. So, yeah, and all of us is one of those two things. Either we're believers or seekers, or we're just, you know, completely immune to anything the gospel has to say. There's lots of people like that. But hey, thanks for listening to this first initial podcast. I hope it speaks to you in one way or another. Would love to hear from you. Love to have you visit our church on Sunday morning at 10:30 on Forest Hills Road here in Wilson. And man, we'd love to have you come by, and love to know what you think. So God bless you, and thank you for joining me today on the initial podcast of Forest Hills Presbyterian Church. God bless you all.